Do you ever visit another community and think to yourself, wow, what an awesome experience. I wish our community had that. Now is the time to try and bring that idea to reality because Portage Health Foundation is considering the construction of a multi-use community wellness campus and is seeking public input from community members in Michigan's Copper Country. Visit phfgive.org/wellnesscampus to submit your ideas for facilities, resources, and programming at this new community resource. Complete the survey at phfgive.org/wellnesscampus by January 31st.
Welcome once again to Copper Country Today. Good Sunday morning. I'm Todd Van Dyke. Our program is brought to you by the Portage Health Foundation. You can find out more about them at phfgive.org. This has been an area, because we're somewhat remote, that has been a little bit behind the curve over the years in terms of getting into the recycling phase of things. Other areas are ahead of us because it's more convenient for them to recycle. But we've made a lot of progress over the last few years, and there's more progress to be made. And I welcome into the program this morning Susan Burak and Carol Ekstrom from the Copper Country Recycling Initiative. Welcome to you both. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Explain to me what the Copper Country Recycling Initiative is.
Well, it's a grassroots group, and we started in 2015 when Elise... What was her name?
Seltzer.
Seltzer came to talk to the county board, and she was talking about recycling. And a group of us sitting there in the meeting said, we need to do something about this. And we got together, we wrote a grant, and we got a very nice grant to start cardboard recycling in the county. And that's where we started. And we've been making some major leaps forward, I think.
I think we have, because we have some communities, at least a couple now, that have some curbside recycling. Houghton and Hancock do that and have been doing that for a while. We do it actively here at the radio station.
Bravo.
But other communities could use this as well, I suspect.
Our dream is to expand around the county. We would love to have drop-offs on a weekly basis in the Calumet Laurium area and in the Lake Linden area. And we think it's not that hard to do. We just need a little more support.
Of course, everybody can recycle. There are places that you can take your recyclables.
Right.
You pay a small amount to drop them off, but it's a modest amount. It really is. I live in Lantz. We don't have curbside recycling in Lantz, so I bring my recyclables up every few months. I collect them in bags. I bring them up. I think I pay $6 to drop them off, and it's not that big a deal. And my sister, who lives in Chicago, said, you have to pay to recycle? And I said, well, isn't there a little tack on your garbage bill for it? Oh, yeah, she said, there is.
It's not free.
Well, and we worked it out. It turns out I'm paying less than she is.
Oh, very good. So, very good.
Well, and ironically, one of the things that kind of subsidizes their recycling in the Chicago area is that they don't have a returnable deposit on aluminum and glass cans and bottles. Aluminum is the most valuable recycling commodity, so they get a lot of aluminum recycled back through, and we don't get so much aluminum recycled back through because we're taking our cans back to the stores to reclaim our deposits. So they get subsidies, and they still have to pay for it, and I do it, and a lot of people do. Why is it so important that we do this?
We don't want to let our future go to the trash. And we have three R's. Recycling is the last one. Reduce is first. Reduce consumption. Reuse is the second. And the third is recycle.
And I like the reduce is the one that to me seems the most important, because as I look at recycling, I say, okay, here goes my margarine tub, here goes my canola oil bottle, here goes this, that, and the other thing. They're going to be perhaps turned into something else and reused, but eventually they're still going to wind up in a landfill someplace.
We hear so many people questioning, where does my recycling go?
That was going to be one of the questions. Because there have been some problems with this from time to time.
Well, we should all do some conversation about Part 115, which the state legislature has just passed after 7 years of preparation, which is changing our concept from throwing it away in the trash to materials management. It's not solid waste anymore. It's materials management, because what we're throwing away is valuable. And the state provided funding to Marquette for a hub and spoke system. So Marquette is the hub for recycling for the whole UP, and all of our recycling is now getting sent to Marquette, where it's being sorted and sold to reprocessors.
And that's a major step forward.
It is,
because
a major
we
step.
Used to have to truck this stuff down to Green Bay, places like that, and mm-hmm. you almost wondered if it was worth doing it given the carbon you were mm-hmm. belching into the sky to get it all moved. But to have it done a little bit closer, that certainly... are they able to sell this product for use here regionally?
Well, the man that's in charge of it, Brad Austin, works very hard to find markets for the material. And so this is a constant concern of his, to make sure that he has a market for different commodities and that they are used, hopefully, somewhat local markets.
Yeah, because if you don't have a market for the recyclable product, there's not a whole lot of point in doing it. Pretty soon you just have big piles of potentially usable plastic sitting around.
The plastic gets trucked downstate to a company that reprocesses it, and all the cardboard and the paper is going to UP paper mills.
Okay, so that's being recycled at least fairly locally here. Talk to me then about what I should be throwing into my recycle bin, and maybe what I shouldn't be, because I suppose not every piece of plastic is eligible.
Contamination is a problem. All of our recycling is single stream, so you can put everything in the same bin, but plastic bags and styrofoam do not belong in the recycling, and food waste, which attracts critters, needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mess, but I do clean out my, my margarine tubs and things of that nature, because I'm assuming that the tub is recyclable. I'm not sure the margarine is. Maybe they can use it to lubricate their machinery or something like that. So we've made some progress. We're doing some recycling. We could, I'm sure, be doing a lot more.
We could be doing a lot more, and as Carol mentioned, Brad Austin is always working to increase the amount. He says that our potential is 2,400 tons, and we're currently at 8. We have a ways to go.
Oh, yeah, we certainly have a ways to go.
And he has provided a very valuable tool when you have a question about what can you recycle. It's called the Recycling Wizard. And so when you go online, it hits 906 recycle, you can ask the wizard, can I recycle this item? And you'll get an answer. And so that's a big step forward as far as reducing the contamination.
I'll have to try that, because every once in a while I'm looking at, oh gosh, does this qualify? Does it not? I don't want to inconvenience the people who are doing this by loading up my recyclable bin with things that they're just going to have to throw out. On the other hand, I don't want to throw out things that they can use. I get a little confused about that at some point. And so this 906 recycle.
906 recycle, and then the wizard.
The wizard.
And you ask the wizard, you just type in what you have a question about, and it will give you an answer.
So let's talk about the recycling availability in various areas across the region. Obviously, we know in Houghton and Hancock, curbside, you can... You know, if you're working with waste management and doing your regulars, it's part of it, right?
Right.
You mentioned that you're hoping to get some expanded services available in the Calumet-Loriam area and up in the northern portion of the peninsula.
Yes.
What can those people do now?
They can talk to their community leaders in government and volunteer to make something happen.
But I mean, I live in Laurium, and I've got a bag of recyclables here.
Right,
what do I do with it?
They can take it to waste management here in Houghton.
Okay, so the same thing I do for...
Or Atlantic Mine Transfer Station, yeah. Or the KBIC in Berga.
Now, the KBIC has a recycling?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I live in Lawrence. I typically bring mine here because I come here anyway.
Yeah, and they definitely, at their solid waste facility, there's recycling, and they've applied for a grant, and it's very likely that they will get a grant to enlarge their drop-off station for recycling.
The Keweenaw Indian community has taken a real leadership role in this, haven't they?
Yes, they really have.
And I know that they have an electronic waste recycling event that's going to be coming up soon. And for the first time, this is going to be open to people from Houghton County.
Right. It's on February 10th. And they even have a snow day in case we have a bad day on February 10th. They've got February 24th. And so this is a big opportunity for, as you say, for Houghton residents also in Berga to bring their e-waste to the solid waste facility.
Because I confess, I've always felt a little smug when I brought stuff over there saying, hey, I can do this and the Houghton County people can't. I mean, there's not a lot that we in Berga County have over Houghton County, but this was one, and it's good to have Houghton County included in this. And thanks to the Keweenaw Bay Indian community, which is doing this. They do periodic oil collections, hazardous waste
they
collections.
They have a very good system set up there. They do batteries. They take batteries. They take the e-waste. And they have the whole system there. And the personnel that's working there is very supportive of recycling. So this is a major interest of his.
Talking with Carol Ekstrom and Susan Burak from the Copper Country Recycling Initiative. Looking forward, where do you think we go? What steps do we take to expand opportunities, Susan?
Well, currently we know that we are adding to the waste stream 30 to 40% of it is organic waste. It doesn't belong in the waste stream. And we're working to encourage local folks to start backyard composting.
Now, I'm going to confess that's probably not something for me. I mow my yard. I don't garden. I don't have any need for that compost. Why would I want to do that?
Well, you don't...
Sell me on it. Come on, let's go.
You don't want to put food waste in your trash because that goes to the landfill. And that deteriorates, and it's producing methane gas. And so it's so easy to recycle, backyard recycling. And if you don't do it in your backyard, the community garden, certainly in Hancock and possibly in Houghton, they have a composting system, and they use that material.
So somebody else might use it
even if
I'm not using it. I'd love to have a garden, but I just don't have the time. My neighbor has a very nice garden.
Maybe your neighbor would like your compost.
Maybe he would. Maybe
you
I should talk to
You could have a neighborhood
him.
Composting You're... pile. That would work very nicely.
What kind of things can be composted?
Any vegetable material. Leaves, grass cutting, branches, and household food.
Yeah, What from my kitchen?
Coffee grounds, eggshells, leftovers.
The shells can be?
Yes.
Okay.
Leftovers, as long as there's no meat.
No meat.
No meat. And no bones, I assume.
Right.
They would attract critters, which you don't want.
Dogs would come.
And
porkies would come.
Yeah.
The skunk that used to live under my shed would come back.
Yeah. It's very easy to do.
Is it messy? Is it smelly? Does it attract insects?
If you do it correctly, it doesn't smell. There needs to be a good balance of leaves and grass cuttings and food waste, so you keep mixing them.
I've seen barrels that people
yes.
can buy. You can get them, you can turn mm-hmm. them around periodically.
Right.
Is that something that you need for this, or is that an option?
That's an option. You don't need a barrel. You can just make a pile in your backyard. And there's a lot of information if you Google how to compost. It's real simple.
Okay, so that's a way we could get some more things out of our landfills. The goal,
yes.
obviously, and at least at one level, is to keep those landfills from filling up. And so we...
$5 million for a new landfill.
I would have thought it would be more, frankly. Although maybe our landfills aren't as big as some that I've seen downstate.
So 40%, I said 30 to 40% is compostable.
Yeah.
40% of what typically goes into the landfill is recyclable. So we
what am I missing then? Because I pull things out of my trash to recycle. Mm-hmm. I don't think I pull that high a percentage of stuff out of my trash to recycle. Maybe my trash is weird. But
what are you missing, Todd?
Well, that's my question. Yeah. And I think about some of the things I throw away. Meat trays, that's styrofoam.
Right. You can't put styrofoam in there.
Can't put that in there. So maybe I'm missing some things, or maybe I'm just not typical.
Maybe you need to buy meat that isn't packaged in styrofoam.
Well, and that was going to be my next question to you both. How can we, is there any type of a movement to look at the types of packaging that we use? I go through the store and I'm just appalled, frankly. I see these big plastic containers to hold tiny little things. I see, you know, all of this styrofoam, all of this plastic, and I think, gee, couldn't we be a little bit more modest with this? Couldn't we think a little bit more about maybe some cardboard or things like that, which comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled?
Well, I'll give you an example. I have been buying this wonderful dental floss, which comes in a round plastic container. About a month ago, the company started packaging their dental floss in cardboard.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Why not? I've been following the straw debate over the last umpteen years. And I remember when I was young, I am now of a certain age, we had paper straws, which I assume were recyclable, at least to some extent. At least they broke down in the landfill, and plastic straws don't, and we've gone to plastic straws. And some people seem to think that it's a terrible thing to ask you give up your drinking straw. But I will say now that if I go and stop at a restaurant, if I'm going to be eating there, I don't take a lid. I don't take a straw. I drink from the cup like I do at home.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. You can refuse a straw.
Yeah, what makes it so that if we go to a restaurant, all of a sudden we have to drink from a straw? Where did this come from?
Todd, I want to talk a little bit about our wonderful Recycle, Reuse, Kiwanaw list.
Okay. I'd love to hear about it.
There are things that we don't have to throw away, like antifreeze, appliances, plastic bags, batteries, bedding, bicycles, books, cell phones, clothing, comics, usable construction materials, e-waste, egg cartons, furniture, glass. The list goes on and on. People can go to our website and look for the list of places to take all of these things in our community.
I will confess that I do a lousy job with the grocery bags, the plastic grocery bags.
Oh,
I got a reusable one.
Why don't you use it?
It seems that its primary purpose is to sit in the back of my car and make me feel guilty when I come out of the store and realize that I forgot to bring it in the first place.
Oh, good that you feel guilty.
I do remember it on occasion, but there are times you still have to get the plastic bags. And I should be collecting those because I know at Walmart they take them back in and some of the other stores take them back in.
There's a wonderful program when you bring in a plastic bag back to the store. Then they send them to a company called Trex, T-R-E-X, and they take that plastic film and they make it into deck material. And so it's a perfect way to reuse the plastic film And there's so much, as you say, there's so much plastic film. Everything's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, I've got to set up something at my house to collect these bags in when I do wind up taking them home.
Stop taking them.
Well, and in many cases, I will say that I do. If I'm stopping and I'm just getting one or two things, no, I don't need a bag. Thanks.
Put yourself on a plastic bag diet.
Yes, there you go.
Wouldn't you think that would help me lose weight like any of the other diets that I've tried over the last few years?
Going back to your car to get the bag.
Oh, there you go. We got
exercise.
I've got walking exercise here. And if I don't put anything in the plastic bag to leave the store in the first place, that would probably help me too.
So plant pots, plastic plant pots, you can take back to the nursery. And go ahead, Carol.
The list is a very complete and it's a current list.
Where do I find the list?
That's on our website, the Copper Country Recycle Reuse website. And it, as I say, it's kept current and you can find out exactly where you can take these items to have them recycled or reused.
I have been watching the Sustainability House at Michigan Tech. Basically, they're trying to do a complete environment there where everything gets turned back. They occasionally will even collect
they're doing
eggs.
It again.
Are they?
Yes, this will be their fourth year.
Yeah, they collect egg crates.
And they recycle, and they have a whole list here. They collect socks, they collect pens, they collect razors, dental products, and any, as you say, any egg cartons, and also deodorant tubes. And they collect the plastic films. And they've been doing it very successfully for 3 years. So this year they're continuing. And that's in April. And this will be April, I think, 14th or something that they have the drive.
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll send us some things about that they typically do.
That will be advertised
as that approaches. Well. And we'll make sure folks are aware of that. But in the meantime, start thinking about these things because I can remember, oh, gee, they take egg crates. I could have saved some.
Right.
Save your egg crates. Save the last time they were taking like the caps off the milk jugs,
right?
And the little plastic rings that seal the caps on.
We can recycle those now, as long as they're attached to the milk carton or the bottle.
Okay.
They can't be separate because they fall through the sorting machinery.
Oh.
But if they're attached, they can be recycled.
What else can be recycled that I'm probably not thinking of? I mean, we've talked about some of the, what about the stuff in my garage? Oil, things like that.
Well, the motor oil, the Houghton Transfer Station will take that.
Okay.
Medications, please don't flush them.
Oh, my. We talk about that periodically when they have those give back.
The sheriff's department will accept them 24/7. What else? Printer cartridges. Anything with a plug can go to Goodwill.
Talk to me about Goodwill and what they take.
They are doing electronic recycling. They charge for some things, but they will take, as I said, anything with a plug. Tires, we are very happy to announce that Hancock received a grant to do tire recycling. This year.
Well, and the county is talking about, at least there's this theory, there's an idea floating about putting in a tire shredder.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
It was talked about at a board meeting a couple of months ago.
Wonderful.
When they were thinking about what they could do with some of this ARPA money. And somebody said, you know, the tires, they're expensive to move out of here if they're tires, but there's a market for them if they're shredded. And I don't know if it's gone anyplace. It's been a few weeks since it was floated, but the concept was there that, hey, maybe we should be shredding these things down ourselves and maybe make a buck or two off of them or at least cover the cost of getting rid of the things.
Well, we had an unfortunate incident when there was a tire collection last fall, and we announced it, and in 2 hours they had reached capacity, and people kept coming to the transfer station all day long and getting turned away.
That was mentioned in the discussion.
So there's a huge need for tire recycling. And I'm not sure why people are so reluctant to pay when they get new tires. They can pay to have their tires recycled. But there are so many tires. And we know that the Father's Day flood was exacerbated because there were tires in a lot of the gullies.
Yeah, yeah, they clog things up. And if they catch fire, especially if there's a bunch of them, it's nasty. Mm-hmm. So they're dangerous.
And mosquito breeding, too.
Oh, heavens, you're right. They're a mess. So, again, your website is?
Copper Country Recycle Reuse.
And the I do want to mention real quickly as we wrap up here, again, that electronic recycling event that the KBIC is putting on, because that's coming up.
Can I just mention one more thing? Brad Austin in Marquette is beginning to work with the businesses in Houghton to set up incentives for people, residents, to do more recycling.
Keep me posted on that, will you, please? Because as those get put in, we'll be happy to talk about them and promote them. I do have to wrap it up here. Susan, real quick.
The Earth is a closed society. We think we throw it away, but it doesn't go away. It just goes somewhere else.
Thank you, Carol Ekstrom. Thank you, Susan Burak, from the Copper Country Recycling Initiative. And Copper Country Today continues in a moment.